Post Malone was on track to become a megastar, and Charlamagne could clearly sense it.
Cause you don't realize you about to be a star.
No, I think I know that it's coming.
Charlamagne therefore spent almost an hour trying to corner and embarrass his guest.
What are you doing for the Black Lives Matter movement?
I don't know.
Although the whole situation completely backfired to Post Malone's benefit. It was August of 2015. Post Malone was yet to get his first tattoo, and had just 6 months prior released his major breakout song, White Iverson. He'd done his first radio interview exactly 4 months beforehand, which went extremely well.
I put out White Iverson like 2 months ago. We just hit 2 million views like a couple days ago, which is crazy.
And to keep this momentum going, he'd agreed to appear on The Breakfast Club. The show's well known for being the most listened to hip-hop and R&B morning show in America, and features three hosts, one of which being Charlamagne the God, who to be fair is usually an excellent presenter. The Breakfast Club has hosted almost every rapper from Kanye West to Jay-Z, making it a massive opportunity for any up-and-coming artist, which in this case was Post Malone.
We are the Breakfast Club, special guest in the building.
State your name, soldier.
Post Malone.
Post Malone!
The interview began extremely positively, with Post and Charlamagne bonding over their support for the same football team.
He is from Dallas, and he's a Dallas Cowboys fan.
My guy.
Yeah.
And I tried my hardest.
However, when Post revealed his dad also worked for the Cowboys, Charlamagne's rudeness began to show.
His dad actually used to work for the organization.
What was he, Waterboy?
He still works for the organization. He's like head of concessions.
See? I said water boy. That's like kind
of. No, he's in the office. He's in the office. He's in the office.
Laughing at his dad's respectable job is mad disrespectful. The shit that pissed me off more than anything was when they were basically laughing at Post's dad's concession job. Like, sorry his dad works a respectful job and ain't no drug dealer, would have walked out right then and there. Dear Charlamagne, head of concession for a professional sports teams is a high level job. They aren't watching over a high school cafeteria. Post Malone responded to Charlamagne's rudeness by kindly inviting him to a Cowboys game.
You know, we get free tickets. We get free chicken strips.
Free hot dogs.
It's good.
But he gets free tickets.
Yeah.
That's important. Good seats?
Yeah, sweets.
Sweets.
Come on, let's go.
To which Charlamagne responded by insulting Post Malone's look.
FYI, I think all white people with cornrows look stupid. But that has nothing to do with you. No, that's cool. I just think in general.
With this then resulting in an awkward confrontation about the color of Posty's skin.
Are you afraid as a white rapper that you may be considered a culture vulture?
I don't think so. I'm not scared. I'm not scared because I'm not trying to be anybody that I'm not. I'm just trying to, you know, I like what I like. And I don't think I'm biting off of a certain culture or copying a certain culture or trying to be part of a certain culture because, you know, I like what I like.
Charlamagne then tried to trick Post into saying the N-word.
Say my don't dance. Hey. Just pull his head. Go ahead.
And do the rock away.
No, say what I just said.
Y'all trying to get me in trouble.
Before hitting him with another loaded question designed to damage Post Malone's image.
What are you doing for the Black Lives Matter movement?
What?
I don't know.
Is that a serious question?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anything?
I guess what I can do to help Black Lives Matter is I just keep making music. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Got you.
I don't know.
I would have just said nothing.
What are you doing for the Black Lives Matter movement? That's the type of question you know that no matter how you answer this dude trying to hate you. However, the worst of the interview was still yet to come. Post Malone had brought his girlfriend Ashlyn onto the show, prompting Charlamagne to try and baselessly convince her that Post was going to leave her.
You got a girlfriend, don't you?
Yeah, she's right there.
What?
Ashlyn right here.
Yeah, she's
right there. Oh, hey, Ashlyn. You know he's going to end up leaving you, right?
Don't say that.
That's not true.
You know... You know the more successful you get, you're going, you know.
Charlamagne then doubled down on this when his girlfriend got on the microphone.
You know he's going to sleep with other women, though. You do know that. He's going to sleep with other women.
No, I'm not.
It's going to happen, actually.
Charlamagne said not only is he going to get urban punani, it's going to be folk, country,
yes.
Pop,
yes.
Urban AC.
Yes. A man is only as faithful as his options. You know that, right? You know that?
What?
A man is only as faithful as his options. I applaud you for trying to do the right thing.
Oh, I keep doing
it. But it's not going to finish that way.
Although this had actually become Post Malone's first real chance to show his overwhelming kindness.
Listen. Here's something y'all don't get. I'm not a normal person. I'm a different type of man, and she's not a normal woman. She's an angel. She's an incredible person, and I don't think I'm ever going to do nothing to ruin it.
Which ironically gave him more audience favor than if it were just a standard interview. My respect for Post Malone went up after this. He stayed cool the whole time. The more I see a Post, the more I like him. He seems like a good dude. This wasn't awkward at all. He responded very well. Posty handled that better than any of us would have, although not every comment was quite so positive. A small percentage of viewers hated on Ashlyn for barely saying anything, prompting Post Malone's first response to the interview by tweeting, "I'm 20. I've done about 20 interviews in my life. Ashlyn's done about one. If you're hating, get off our dicks. Doo-doo heads, bruh." Before Post Malone appeared on 106KMEL to talk about Charlamagne himself.
This about Charlamagne. What's up, Charlamagne?
Homie.
Holla at me.
Ooh, say it to my face.
I'm just joking.
He's so stupid.
I mean, I get it. I mean, that's his job. Right. I mean, that's his job to be a troll on the radio and on the internet.
I will say you handled that very
No, that's what I'm saying. You know, you can't get too excited. Just gotta relax. It's not that serious.
Post Malone expanded on this when talking to Ethan from the H3 podcast.
They kind of came at you in a really shitty way.
I think it's really easy to come at me. Just a guy that makes music, and I've not only that, but I feel like it's his job to be a troll. He should have said something. Like, if you're in that situation, it's a hell of a lot different.
Of course.
The internet's a funny place.
Yeah.
Yet Post Malone later explained in a Rolling Stone article that it might have been better to put the questions back on Charlamagne. I wish I'd said, "What are you doing for Black Lives Matter?" Some sassy shit to shut him up. Like, maybe my music's not the best, but I know I'm not a bad person. So you're just being a hater. Charlamagne being a hater made The Breakfast Club look so bad, they'd wiped the episode from their official channel and website, while Posty's humility opened up unexpected opportunities. He began touring with Justin Bieber, had an extremely successful debut album launch, and gained over 1 million Instagram followers, prompting The Breakfast Club to invite him back for another interview, which Post Malone unbelievably accepted. The top comment read, "I'm not sure why Post Malone would ever return to this radio show. However, he was set to win no matter what. Either The Breakfast Club treats him disrespectfully, Post Malone keeps his cool and sees growth just like the last interview, or The Breakfast Club treats him respectfully, Post Malone again easily keeps his cool and sees growth, with situation 2 seeming more likely, given the second interview began by acknowledging how poorly the previous one went."
Oh, he's back!
And he has a Bud Light with him today!
Yeah, hell yeah.
Post Malone!
Post Malone is back!
I wasn't here, and it got rough.
It didn't get rough. People always tweet me like, "Yo, you were so hard on Post Malone. How?" We had a conversation.
Well, you did say that he was going to lose his girl, but she's still here.
However, Charlamagne's jealousy had only gotten worse.
What's the hardest thing? Is it like the stardom? Is it the money? Is it the fame?
Resulting in him instantly trying to sabotage Post's relationship with Justin Bieber.
He got mad girls in the studio.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Mad drugs, mad alcohol.
You never been over
there? Oh, in the studio?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, not really.
You never been in the studio with a bunch of girls?
No, yeah. I mean, not really. This man eats salmon 3 times a day. And apparently, that's very good for you.
Apparently.
Yeah, but what about all the drugs?
He doesn't do a lot of drugs.
He doesn't do any drugs, actually.
Yet, Posty kept his cool and instead did the opposite.
Hey, you and Justin really developed quite a friendship,
huh? He's a good guy, you know? I love him. And I have so much respect for him.
This would later bring their friendship even closer. Although, in the meantime, Charlamagne was still trying to ruin Posty. Post Malone's relationship.
How did you hook up with Kalani? Because the one with Kalani is dope.
Beautiful, like, young lady.
No, she's super dope. Mm-hmm. Right. She's super dope.
Beautiful young lady.
Super dope.
Stop.
Isn't she beautiful?
Ashley, is she beautiful?
Yes.
She said yes. Yes.
Right. Okay. So you're not allowed to even like acknowledge that girls are beautiful? No, he never said that. He said she was dope. He didn't say she was beautiful. So you have to ask Ashley like stuff like that?
Like,
because I'm sure the women have come at you.
Yeah. Ashley,
there it is again. Here it is again. Round two.
I'm sure the women have come with you.
Which was ironic given Charlamagne constantly talks about this man's woman and trying to get her on camera, but he goes out of his way to make sure nobody knows what his wife looks like. Posty responded by again inviting Charlamagne to a free football match.
Can you get Charlamagne tickets?
Yeah, I mean, if you're nice.
I'm going Sunday.
They got to go with each other. Y'all got to go with each other. Like, sit next to each other in the game.
Nah. No.
Oh, you don't like me?
No, I don't dislike you, but I don't like the smell of beer and cigarettes. Post. And Post Malone smells like every beer and every cigarette that's in whatever convenience store in New York City right now. It's the new Kid Rock right here, ladies and gentlemen.
With the Kid Rock comment leading to another booby-trapped question.
Did you vote for Trump?
I didn't vote.
Tell me more. Because you're young and you got a voice, I would like to know your thoughts on the current system.
Do you feel like one of them was more fit than the other, though?
I mean, if you had- I'm gonna talk about that with my friends.
What do you do when you experience racism? Like, meaning that you're around some white people who may be being racist. How do you?
I don't hang out with racists.
Charlamagne disrespected Post Malone over.
You tweeted once that I don't know. I don't follow you on Twitter.
And over.
Did you listen to it?
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
I might though.
What do you mean absolutely not? You might like it. You might like it.
However, Post Malone had again managed to keep his cool, resulting in even more favor from the audience. Everyone is talking about how rude they were, but what stands out even more is Post's ability to not let them under his skin, or at least not show it. He's a great dude with a lot of compassion and love for what he does, and everything slash everyone around for him. Mad respect for this dude and the way he conducts himself, while everyone only had the opposite to say about Charlemagne. Charlemagne hella disrespectful, he's the product of jealousy. To see a kid much younger than you living your dream, it's gotta be tough. Someone's feelings are hurt because the best they'll ever do is a morning radio show, and Post made dude feel stupid just by being his nice positive self, leading Charlemagne to then invite someone dressed like Post Malone onto the show just so he could mock him. It's therefore no surprise that when asked about Charlemagne a year after the Breakfast Club, Post Malone calmly told Rolling Stone, "He's not a good person, he hates me because I'm white and I'm different. But we're still rocking and we're still successful and he can't stop it." Although this had only reignite their beef, as Charlemagne responded, "I don't not like people because they're white. I just didn't like him because at the time I thought he was whack," adding that he loves Rockstar and encourages Malone to keep growing, keep winning. Although only 10 days after this, Charlemagne was saying the opposite.
After reading this Rolling Stone interview, not only is his music not my cup of mayonnaise, but neither is his personality, because you're not as talented as you think you are.
Charlemagne then went to the effort of convincing other podcasters that Post Malone sucked.
"You don't like Post Malone?
I think he's trash."
"There we go. Okay, so let's talk about that. Why?"
"I think he's trash."
Which clearly didn't work.
"I don't even understand how you are this successful and this biased."
"I'm not biased. You think Post Malone is a dope artist?"
"Yes."
"Why?"
"And when I met him, he was a really good guy. And he had really great energy."
While even Jake Paul, who had his own beef with Post Malone, told Charlemagne his attacks were baseless.
"We actually like went back and forth
Post
on Twitter.
Post is trash, but go ahead."
I mean, he's number one.
"Still trash. You can be number one and still be trash.
Numbers don't lie, bro."
"He's trash, bro. Numbers do lie sometimes. Numbers don't tell a whole tale."
"All right, well..."
"He doesn't like Post, as you can see."
Damn, Jake Paul actually taking a W, and so was Post Malone in his own lane of music. Beer Bongs and Bentleys, released just 4 months after the Jake Paul interview, peaked at number one on every chart in every country, while Hollywood's Bleeding performed equally well, turning the Breakfast Club interviews into an insignificant chapter in Post Malone's come-up. Charlemagne, however, still hadn't moved on over 2 years later.
"You gotta kick two people out right now. You trying to kick out the rap game, because you real critical about rap.
Post Malone..."
Although it finally showed that he'd been somewhat humbled.
"Post Malone, definitely, though. And for no other reason other than I'm probably hating."
Which could also be felt during a Vlad TV interview.
"I'm cool, clearly, with white people being in hip-hop. Just respect why you're here. You're here because of these people that laid the foundation for you to even have the platform of hip-hop to stand on."
One of Charlemagne's most respectful and entertaining traits is that he sticks to his guns and refuses to be a pushover, although in this case, he probably should have made an exception.
"Just don't be a dick, because, like, dicks get places, but then, like, at the end of the night, you're gonna not be able to fucking sleep.